Welcome, lovely viewers, to Ultra Ranger Episode 2.
They're not lovely.
Well, they're lovely to me.
Oh, that's nice. You're not stealing the Game Grumps name for their fandom, the Lovelies. They're the Ultra...
You're the Ultra Lovely Viewers.
Ultra Rangers.
We don't have Crunch today, but Noble's still here.
And me.
Yeah, I'm still here.
I'm here. I got freed, and I came of my own free will, so...
Yes. And I'm here early this time, because I'm not playing State of Decay.
Yep.
And
that's why I was late last week.
If Crunch was here, he'd be complaining about how kind of disappointing Xbox One is for him right now. He's just like, Halo, 100 gig update for Halo 5, what the fuck? I'm like, yeah, that's what happens when the game's been out for like almost 2 years.
Yeah. Well, speaking of which, isn't today Overwatch's 1 year anniversary?
It is.
Yeah, and the next Kamen Rider was revealed.
Oh?
Kamen Rider Ryuji.
Oh, yes, Kamen Rider Genji.
Yeah.
Or as I like to call him, Ninja Green Genji. I call him Genji. Ninja Sentai Kakuranger.
Yeah, so just quickly, Overwatch, like, their anniversary event or whatever, they, like, released new maps, new skins, new, like, dance emotes for every single hero and stuff. But the one skin that's been kind of popping out of all the rest, especially among the tokusatsu community, is that Genji has a kind of Sentai-looking skin called Sentai, and it just makes him kind of look like a blend of like different tokusatsu heroes, and it's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, Genji. it looks like a mix of Kamen Rider, Sentai hero, and Shoutmon from Cross Wars, almost with the giant V fin for his helmet.
Oh god!
And luckily, I had 3,000 gold when I loaded up the anniversary event, so I literally just bought him without hesitation. Because I'm like, if you're a Toku fan and you play Overwatch, you have to get that skin.
Now, quick question: can you buy these skins like after the event?
No,
no.
So they're only available until the event's done. But then they might go back to it later.
Yeah, that is the one thing I hate about Overwatch. I don't have the game, but it's like, there's all these events that have all these really cool skins, and it's like, yeah, I'm never going to be getting any of these skins that I like.
No, but I feel like they'll do a thing where they'll like, one week only, you can buy like these skins that you like.
It's going to be the Christmas shopping day, like the shopping thing. It's like, all the skins that were only for a limited time, now you can buy them for a really cheap price.
Yeah, pretty much.
Fuck, I am too good at this whole business thing.
Yeah, but honestly, like, what I always do is I don't mind shelling out, like, $30, $40 to buy some loot boxes to get the shit I want, so...
Mm-hmm.
Other people say I'm wasting my money, but I'm not the only one who does it, so I don't give a fuck. Game Grumps...
Yeah, and you only get, like, 20 or 30. You don't get, like, 500.
Yeah, well, I'm not, like, fucking Kitty Cat Gaming or something where they open, like, 200 boxes, and I'm just like, Jesus Christ.
Hey, wait a minute, isn't this Ultra Ranger?
Oh, yeah, we're talking about Ultraman or Vortex Saga Episode 2.
Yeah, cue the roll call.
Explorer from the Unknown, Yellowcaster, Autogar.
Loyola in Lab, Pinkcaster, Lightred.
From Royal to Ranger, Orangecaster, Noble.
Paying respect to the original Japanese heroes.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
Ultra Ranger.
Wow, that roll call feels really weird when Crunch isn't in it.
Yeah. Might as well add the Taiyo Sentai Sun Vulcan opening to it since
we're... How about that reverb on that schwa?
But yeah, we are here to talk about episode 2 of Ultraman Orb, the Origin Saga, and episode 2 of Ultra Fight Orb.
And for what I saw, Captain Shinra was a traitorous asshole. Guy was trying way too hard to find someone to take care of this child so the juggler could stop his bitching about why we still fucking have this kid around.
Someone please take my baby!
And some human scientist found the alien tree seedling.
Shohei.
Yes, sure. Yeah, you should see these fucking notes that Gar wrote. He literally, like, put the entire episode into fucking words. Like, it's incredible.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, it's a good thing because, like, you're huge on fucking fan fiction, but, like, when you go all out on, like, making notes or reviewing shit, you go all fucking out.
Fuck, yeah.
That's why I love your Toku vlogs, because you just, like, you always go into such great detail. Like, when you were talking about, like, your Ready Player One book, how you finished it, you, like, went into such detail about it, and I was just like, wow.
Yeah, because I was, like, just...
You love that book.
I fucking love that book, and I'm sad that I finished it.
Yeah, one of my favorite books.
You know what the best part about books though is?
You can reread them.
Yeah.
Or re-listen to them.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna listen to Will Wheaton again.
Yeah, he mispronounced he mispronounced everything. He called Mazinger Mazinger.
No, it was
Mazinger.
Mageller.
It's not his fault. He was in Star Trek.
He called manga manga. I almost made that mistake.
He's a white dude from California who now just plays tabletop games for a living.
And sometimes shows up on Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, as the antagonist, or as, like, Sheldon's bully.
Yeah.
Fuck, now we want him on the show. Like, Will Wheaton, welcome to Ultra Ranger.
As much as I love Will Wheaton, he sucks at tabletop games.
Oh, well, I wouldn't doubt it with passion.
He played Dungeons & Dragons, like, 3 times, and never rolled higher than, like, a 12.
Wow.
Poor guy. Anyway.
So, are we gonna talk about, Qui-Gon, Obi-Wan, and Anakin now?
Uh-oh, you mean...
Qui-Gon Juggler and, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh yeah, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
And Anakin Reverb Walker.
But he didn't really have that much, like, dialogue this episode. Didn't have any dialogue.
No,
he just cried.
No, and then you just see fucking Guy take out, like, his harmonica or whatever, like, space harmonica, and just starts playing, like, his song that we all fucking know and love. I'm picturing the kid looking over, my parents are dead, you asshole!
And just in my notes, it's like, where are we gonna learn about when Guy learned about that song?
Never.
No, in the back of my mind, I'm just like, I want him to look over... That hurts my ears. You're playing that right next to me. Could you step back a few feet?
Ryan? Yeah? I didn't feel so good. Blood's coming out of his ears.
But no, like, this entire episode, like, Juggler was just bitching and complaining, be like, you never listen to me! Like, he's, like, being, like, the whiny girlfriend in a relationship. Like, I always tell you to do this, but you never listen! I'm trying to teach you how to be a good old trainer, you just... Don't listen to me! Just listen!
It's true. Think about it. This area has a weird, like, magnetic field. Don't go, God damn it. Oh, look, a giant thing. What do you know? It's like I said, don't go down here.
Yeah, and then, like, they get to, like, this, like, sort of, like, fucked up village or something that you can call a village, I suppose.
I call it a quarry in my notes.
Yeah, it's just a quarry with, like, some abandoned, broken-ass houses, and he's like, guy's like, oh, there might be people down there who can take care of this child.
The guy was like, there is people down here. Juggler's like, there's fucking nobody here.
And then, like, Juggler's like, I have a bad feeling about this. And then Guy jumps down anyways, he's like, you fucking idiot.
Lo and behold, a Bemstar shows up.
Uh-oh.
But this Bemstar is different.
It's bigger.
Not only that...
fly.
Bemstars are usually that size. It was infected with the...
the Queen's thing.
Beelzebub's poison.
Beelzebub.
In which, Guy's like, take the kid over there. Okay.
And then Juggler, like, gives him some advice, going like, hey, if you build up some momentum, you can literally grow to his size. And then we kind of see him, like, I guess, like, slightly
smaller than normal. He's supposed to be, I think. I don't know. They didn't really, like...
But he grew huge. Bigger. Yeah, because we didn't get to see, like, a kind of, like, Juggler to Ultraman or perspective, so we can't really tell, like, how big he is.
We're not going that much in the film. Well, we're not going film theory into this shit.
Well, maybe that's just how he learned to, like, grow bigger.
Yeah, probably.
So. Yeah, he went from 144 to 1/100.
No, it's like in Godzilla 1984. Oh, the original Godzilla was 50 meters tall. This one's 80.
Yeah, we watched Godzilla Returns recently. That was a great movie.
Oh, that was such a fucking decent movie.
So
just good. Mwah.
Oh yeah. Mwah. No other monsters, well, except for that fucking tiny little thingy, but we won't talk about that. Yeah. Anyways.
But yeah.
Meanwhile, at the fucking Queen's planet.
Yeah, I swear, the whole entire, like, Queen subplot was the plot of the episode more than, you know, our main hero.
Yeah, they were, like, stuck on that planet the entire fucking time, and I'm just like, going, let's go. Like, you failed to save this child's parents, you didn't really do anything relement, just go. Go away. You're making things worse for these people.
Like, that's what they ended up doing afterwards, because Guy got his ass kicked again.
Well, he's new at this whole being an Ultraman thing.
Yeah. So, which Juggler just runs up to him, and then they just magically fly into space after the Bemster.
But I had a question to Gaara when I was, like, watching. I'm like, so, wait, so Ultraman Orb isn't, like, his own, like, separate Ultra Being? It's just, like, a power that's given to someone who's chosen...
I don't really know.
It seems that's what it is.
It seems just like a power.
Yeah, well, because that's what Tiga was, right? Tiga was also a power. Or it was like an ancient being, but then it got turned into a power for a guy to use.
No, Tiga was his own thing.
Oh, okay.
It's just, you know, 1,000 years.
Oh.
Being in stone kind of doesn't help.
It feels like the orb powers are kind of like a fucking lantern ring. You have to be worthy to use it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then he's going to find another Ultraman orb, but he's going to be blue. One's going to be green. Then the green one's just going to kill everyone.
Fuck, I need to watch Tiga.
Jesus, you went really dark there all of a sudden, Gar. Why the fuck would the green one kill everybody?
I don't know. Why'd Hal Jordan kill all the other Green Lanterns?
Because he was...
That shit crazy.
No.
John Stewart's best Green Lantern.
John Stewart's technically not a Green Lantern now.
I don't care.
John Stewart's the... How do I put this? The non-Caucasian one, right?
Yeah, he's the black one.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yes, he's the black one.
He's the one I like. Anyways, so then, like, we cut to Shinra, whatever, talking to... I forgot his fucking name, but I love the guy.
Rigo?
Psyche?
Oh, Dr. Psycho.
Oh, Dr. Psyche, yeah.
Dr. Psyche. And, like... He's like, oh, so you're gonna, like, accept my offer or whatever? And he's like, no, in fact, I've come to kill you. Hell, in fact, I've planted bombs everywhere, and I have the detonator that will... I can press here to detonate the bombs. I'm like, why would you say that? Why would you explain your entire fucking plan? Just blow them up. And then he's like, want to do that?
Yeah, the minute he explained his whole plan, I'm just like, oh, so you're the villain of this episode.
Yeah, Shinra's got some issues, man.
Oh, so the Queen was gonna accept his offer?
No, basically, she didn't know what Dr. Psyche really wanted, so she sent Shinra, you know, her personal bodyguard.
Yeah, no, I know that
much. To go to the planet to find out what he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
He came back, and he's like, oh, he'll make peace if you give him a sample of your blood.
Right there, I went... Yeah, that's poisoned. I've seen enough Disney movies. That's poison. Don't touch it. Touch it, you idiot. That's poisoned.
In which she doesn't do it, though. Because she's like, nah, we'll figure another way.
And my other thing was just, or, you know, cut yourself, drip it into, like, a bowl or something, and then stick it in there to drain it.
Yeah, well, like, that's really a thing that I want to question. Like, there was a spike on the end of it, so how would it... Or is it like a suction cup thing? Like, if you prick your finger, you leave it in, it'll suck up the blood.
I'm guessing it works kind of like a needle. It's just a giant fucking needle. Where it has, like, a hole in the center that it'll drain from.
Yeah,
but then Shinra, like, tries to assassinate the Queen, and then, like, there's some shit where,
she has flashbacks of... Her mother being the war god.
It's fucking awesome, by the way. Yeah, I loved that fucking design.
Because she's fighting off a rampaging kaiju many years ago. my apologies. Lane, you want to know what the kaiju's name was?
What?
Gargorgon.
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 Gorgon.
Now I know what our thumbnail is going to be for this episode.
It's just Gorgon's face on Gygar's body.
You bet your ass.
Yeah. And then whoever the fucking enemy in that will be Ultraman Orb.
That's an anime that I still need to watch after years of knowing about it.
I just can't believe people fucking failed to name that song and name that tune. Worst thing ever. Literally said it in the first line, guys. I'm just like, Lane, Gao Gygar! He said it in the first fucking few seconds. So then, yeah, everyone's like, no, Shin wouldn't try to kill the queen. He's better than that. He's not like that. And I'm just like, well, yeah, I think it's an imposter or something.
And then like, bring up the fact that's like, everybody's younger here. Shinra's the oldest, aside from Raigo, who's like the leader of the elite guard.
Mm-hmm.
I could make a Transformers animated joke, but that would be pushing it.
Yep.
There is something I noticed, though.
Hmm?
When Red Suit McNidjapans came back, because I don't remember his name.
Shinra.
When he came back, the other old guy.
Raigo.
Looked at him like, why are you alive?
Oh.
Well, no, he's like, you didn't salute me when you saw me.
Right, but I think it was more like a, you're alive, you're supposed to be dead. I sent you on a suicide mission.
Wait, what?
Well, that's what I like to think. It might be an imposter, or it might be brainwashed or something.
And I also think that he doesn't know that the thing is poison and that he was just trying to get blood without her knowing.
Because Shinra was, like, saying, like, I want to do everything I can to protect the queen and do what's best for our planet, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
So
I don't think he knew that it was poison and that he's actually getting super mega fucking framed for all of this by accident.
Uh-huh.
Super mega ultra.
And then the fucking guy's gonna do his magic bullshit, whip his dick back and forth, and save the day.
Yep. Yeah. But, yeah, so then, like, two ladies or whatever, like, the two chick guards or whatever like that, like, they take a ship to... Yeah, they take a ship to fight, to follow Shinra.
Yeah, because
then
they captured Shinra, and then he got away on an escape pod. So Raigo's like,
yeah,
go after him. He's your boss.
Escape pod that looks exactly like the one they're in.
Don't question that we're on a budget.
It looked like a shitty Enterprise.
Red Leader.
No. What if it is the one that he supposedly escaped on, and he didn't escape?
Ooh.
And it's just the older old guy using this all as a ploy to get the queen alone. Because what if the old guy's actually working with Psyche?
They do look alike.
Exactly. And that's not a all Asians look the same stereotype. That's they actually do kind of look the same.
I had that problem with the Godzilla 1984 movie. I thought one of them was Kamen
Rider Zeta. And with Amazons.
So then the monster or whatever, like, is attacking the ship and trying to, like, suck it in because
it has,
like, a black hole or something.
Because Bemstar has, like, a pocket dimension inside him.
Of course it does.
Bemstar has the Genocider final vent, basically.
Yeah, and then, so then Guy and Juggler notice the ship, whatever, so they go, and then we get this really awesome shot of just, like, Guy, like, pointing out his caliber, teleports out of the ship and in front of, and then just turns into orb and like is like
basically
in front of the ship outside.
Like blocks the gravitational pull from the black hole inside Bemstar, so that Juggler can push the ship away and thus ending the episode with Orb having a rematch with Bemstar.
Well, and Juggler ship almost runs into an asteroid.
Sure it does.
And then, yeah, the two humans on Earth are like, oh, this tree seed is not from Earth. It can grow, like, over fucking,
yeah,
like, 300 meters tall.
Yeah, there's a subplot, involving, Shohei and Yui, with basically their other friend, who doesn't get a name.
Whoa.
I'm just gonna name him Seed.
Okay.
I was going to say Plant Guy. But Steve works.
Steve the Egg. How you wear pants without no leg. Steve the Egg. He woke up next to sausages. I don't know why I just said that.
I don't know.
Neither do I. And now I'm more curious than anything.
I'll
explain later.
But yeah, so, like, you know, it's still, like, early, because, like, this is, like, a 12-episode series, yeah? So, yeah, we're only the second episode in, so things are starting to unravel, but...
Hopefully next week...
Hopefully next week Guy will do something relevant.
Hopefully next week this whole entire, like, bit thing here, like, the thing that I call a note, involves more Guy and Juggler.
Yeah, because, like... I get, like, you're trying to establish your other characters that are, like, supposed to be important in the series, but, well, like, I think it's about Guy! That's all we care about is Guy and Juggler!
So...
Lane has a fair point here. They want to establish the other characters, because we just watched the 25-episode actual show involving them.
Yeah.
So let's give... We know how their story is going to come to an end.
Mm-hmm.
So let's give the other characters some time.
That's why, like, they're showing, like, Juggler about to get, like, hit by an asteroid. I'm like, we know he's gonna survive. It's fucking, like, we've seen the show.
Yeah.
We know Juggler's gonna survive everything. We know Guy's gonna survive everything.
It's like,
for fuck's sake.
Like, Dragon Ball Super now, because the head writer's just like, oh yeah, the ending to Z is still canon. So basically... You just confirmed everyone's still going to live at the end of Super.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dick.
So here's something I have an idea about.
Hmm.
Remember that? In episode one when Science Dude and Empress Chick had that weird bonding experience?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and in this episode, it's on the notes, but because it only happened briefly.
When she cried, he had a tear fall?
Yeah.
What if we're not playing with two sides of the same universe? What if we're looking at two sides of the same time?
Same timeline?
As in, the science people are in the future and he's an ancestor of the queen.
Or this could
all just
be a...
Which is why he connected with the seed thing.
Or this could all be related to, like, a Your Name kind of style of story.
Well, because think about it. This is way in the future, so he still hasn't come to Earth and fell in love with Natasha yet.
It's true.
Again, this isn't the same Earth, though.
Do we know that for a fact, though?
Yes, I do know that for a fact, because once they do arrive on this Earth, there are already other Ultramen. Again, I won't say who it is.
Is it Ultraman Earth by any chance?
Is it Geed?
It is Ultraman Earth.
Okay.
Everybody listening to this is going to be like, the fuck's Ultraman Earth? It's like...
Ultraman.
Guy who's afraid of getting dirty.
Oh yeah, Zerf. No, that's perfect. Zerf.
Oh.
It's Ultraman Zerf. There's his name. Fuck, we should talk about that. Cast Ranger or Ultra Ranger.
Alright, so now we go on to the second episode of Ultra Fight Orb, which...
More things kind of happened.
Yeah, like, Zero and Orb teamed up, and we got to see, like, which I didn't expect, like, this awesome fucking orb form where he used three different Ultraman cards, and I was like, can he do that?
Yeah, it's his Trinity form. We knew about that, like, a while ago.
No, I know he did, and I probably have seen the form. I just completely forgot that it was a thing, because it's been so long since we talked about it. Plus, no one subbed the Orb movie yet.
It's because it's not out on Blu-ray.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't come out until July.
Don't come out until July.
Yeah, I remember Trinity form because of the weird saw weapon.
Well, I remember seeing the shoulder pad. I'm like, oh, okay, that looks familiar. But yeah, so it's like a fusion of X, Ginga, and Victory. And I was like, oh, okay, so the three Ultramen that fucking fought together. Cool.
Well, yeah, because we gotta keep a gimmick line. Ginga saved the franchise. Victory kinda didn't do anything. X was decent. Not perfect.
And then on the Ultra... Planet Light or whatever?
The Land of Light.
Land of Light.
At the Space Garrison headquarters, we see Ultraman Zaffy, Ultra 7, and Ultraman Jack all talking about, like, this weird energy kind
of... And they're like, yo, should we go to it? Yeah.
Well, my son's there.
Well,
can I talk about that scene real quick?
Sure.
When they all jump away, they all sound like old people trying to sneeze.
Well, they are old people.
They do, though.
Hey!
They sound like old people sneezing.
Hey, why don't we wear our mantles while we fly? We'll look cooler.
No capes.
No capes.
No capes.
No capes. In space, no one can hear you cape.
No one can hear you fly. And then, yeah, they're about to, like, fight, like, two monsters, and...
Yeah, one of them still...
Then we see Zero's, like, ultimate power-up, and I was like, wow, is he fucking ever compensating for something, so...
Ultra Lane?
Ultra Lane? Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, no. Ultra pink, ultra yellow, ultra orange, ultra navy. Ultra Ranger.
To quote Frieza... That's not even his final form.
Oh, fuck. This is even my final form.
Yeah.
That's not even his before his final form.
Oh, shit.
Kamen Rider XAD the entire series.
Yeah, so that was cool. Like, they're pretty much just showcasing off forms, but I love that just that form Orb had, like, the Gengen X one. I love that form.
Yeah.
It's so cool. It kind of... Reminds me of Gridman, honestly, a bit.
Oh, Gridman?
Yeah.
Kinda. Hey, can I come back? No, no, no. You go to sleep.
You stay in the computer.
You sleep.
Guys? Just turns off the monitor. Just, wait, guys, come on! I can help! So, anyways, this has been Ultra Ranger episode. Mm-hmm. Dose. Guy, would you like to end it?
Actually, yeah, I would.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, you meant the episode.
Yeah, no, don't put that gun down.
Fine.
Oh, God.
Carver, would you like to end this, please?
There.
Oh, yeah, if you say so.
Anyways, this was Ultra Ranger episode 2. If you're listening to this, I hope you enjoyed both the first episode and the second episode. First episode was done last week, but since Blue Caster was like, oh, you said it'll be up on Thursday... So we can't upload it till Thursday. I'm like, oh.
Gar, the great thing about having a show is you don't need to tell everyone all the bullshit problems.
Well, I'd like to have...
To be honest with our fans!
Yeah.
Yeah, you save all the bullshit for Patreon-exclusive content.
Yeah.
Well, guess what, everybody?
In behind the scenes.
I'm not wearing pink right now. Gar's wearing green.
I actually am wearing orange, so...
Wow,
yeah.
Fucking good job, Noble.
It's an outer orange shirt.
I'm fucking loser. I'm just kidding.
Anyway.
I'm sorry, I have like four shirts the exact same color.
I'm just kidding, I love you. Hell, when I was friggin' 14, I had like seven different colored turtlenecks for every day of the week that I'd wear to school.
Oh,
so.
I fucking love turtlenecks.
I used to, and then people made fun of me for them, so I stopped wearing them because I was self-conscious about it.
Oh,
literally, when I became Orange Caster, I very slowly started to make all my shirts.
Oh, what? So you were like Tommy when he became the Black Dino Charge Ranger? I gotta do some shopping, because my closet doesn't have a lot of black.
Yeah, it was...
More or less, yes.
Wow.
Could you imagine
like, four orange shirts right now that I can wear.
I need something new that has yellow on it.
I need a new pink everything.
I probably want to make it, like, a yellow jacket or something.
I need a new pink hoodie. Like, a proper...
Real leaders wear pink.
Yep. That's why
an image... Real leaders wear pink, and it's an image of Jen from Time Force.
Well, that's why when Raven's not on the show, I'm leader.
Yeah, Granddaddy Raven.
Oh, yeah, you're the light Raven. Red Ranger.
I am. Yeah, so follow us on Facebook, Twitter, castgranger.podbean.com.
Yeah,
follow me on Twitter. I'm awesome. Yep. I tweet a lot of random pictures, and I spout stupid shit, so...
Indeed you do.
I do. It's my life.
You can follow me... Not on Twitter, because I rarely use that.
Yeah, like, he only goes on Twitter when, like, I find something cool to Twitter. He's like, yo, link that to me, and then I just, like, retweet it.
Yeah, you're like, you retweet it, and I just find it again.
Yeah.
You can find me on Instagram. It's just my name, Gar.
You can follow me on Instagram if you want. Yeah, I don't fucking use it. I have, like, three pictures up on my Instagram.
And then
6 years I've been on it.
Or... Because this is my show, so I'm going to plug the hell out of it. You can follow me on my blog channel on Facebook, Gar's Toku Blogs, in which I just made a blog post talking about the passing of Shishi Ranger. Or, Noble,
yeah.
Is there anything you would like to plug?
You can find me on as one half of the Tokusatsu podcast, Rider Town Radio.
Inspired by Radio Sentai Cast Ranger?
Yes, inspired by Radio Sentai Cast Ranger. I am also 1/12 of Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
You are.
And you can find me on Twitter at TheNoble117, but mostly I just tweet about how certain actors should be playing certain DC characters and stuff like that.
Yeah, every time I tweet you, like, I forget that you have the in front of your name, so, like, when I search up, like, I put in N-O-B, it, like, shows, like, six other different Noble accounts, and I'm like, for fuck's sake, right, it's TheNoble! Like, shit!
Now, is your show Family Guy or The Family Guy? It's Family Guy. Yeah.
Good night, everybody.
Stop saying good night.
Okay, schwa, everybody. Ow.